Before that, though, as I promised on Monday, we're going to meet some people this week who appear in the new version of Who's Who. People from the South who've made it, in my view. Let's say hello to Tim Leighton, who joins us on the show now. Tim is a professor of ultrasonics and underwater acoustics at the University of Southampton. That's a great title, Tim.
Good to see you.
Thank you very much. Any title, job title that's got the word ultra in is fine by me.
I'm shaking you by the hand right now. And Tim, do you live in Southampton?
Or yeah, well, I live in Wellow, so, right. You know, just north of the junction too.
Fantastic. And how proud are you to get into Who's Who?
Well, it's a great honour, but I'm sure there's lots of other people who also deserve it. I have no idea how they choose these things.
Well, you are now one of 33,000 influential people. And, you know, I think one of the reasons you're in there, so I'll make you blush, is because you've done a lot of great work, for example, with dolphins. Tell me a bit more about that.
Yes, well, when I came to Southampton in 92, because they had a very nice dolphin logo, but before then, I'd been interested in how sound in liquids. When I'd been at university, up at Cambridge, I'd been interested in how brooks and streams make a babbling noise. You know, we know they should make a splashing noise, but why they'd be poetical? It turns out it's because lots of little bubbles formed in those brooks and streams act like bells and make sound.
Oh, I never knew that.
And so that's why they're poetical. Right. And then that had led me onto the question of how these little bubbles inside us respond when sound is projected at them, particularly, for example, during baby scans, and whether the issue of whether that would make baby scans safe. So I was looking at that, and I saw this job advertised at Southampton. It had a dolphin logo, and I thought that'd be quite interesting. So I came here and looked at all sorts of issues also to do with sound in liquids, and one of them was the issue of how dolphins can their echolocation sonar, how they can use it to find fish when the water's bubbly. Because if you imagine when you're trying to hunt something in thick fog, as we have outside this morning, the fog stops you seeing the target that you're interested in. Well, when dolphins are using sonar, they send out these sound pulses, and the little bubbles in the water will echo off those, just like happens in fog, and hide the fish.
So how do they know that's a whole load of bubbles, not a whole load of fish, or vice versa?
Well, that's a great question, and I would have loved to have been able to go out there and make measurements and seen what pulses they were sending out, but we couldn't do that because we don't keep dolphins in tanks in the UK, so we couldn't do measurements on them. So I sat down and devised what kind of pulses I thought they would be sending out, and I worked together with my friend Paul White up at the university. And we devised a whole set of pulses, and we built a sonar system, which is now being used, and it can see targets in bubbly water. We still don't know if dolphins do this, because we don't make measurements on them, but it certainly is a man-made sonar that works
So you've now got a sonar for mankind that helps them see through bubbles.
That's right.
All because of that interest. See, that's why you're in Who's Who, I've got to say. And I'm looking down the list of things you've done. You've looked at sounds on Mars and Venus. How do you do that? Obviously, you've not been there. How do you do that?
Well, I got intrigued when the Cassini-Huygens probe was heading towards Titan, Saturn's largest moon, because there was a feeling among some scientists that it would have lakes and streams and possibly rainfall like our world, only made of liquid methane, because it's very, very cold there. But nobody knew, because the surface of Titan was covered with a thick fog. And I thought, you know, if we could hear, if this thing had a working microphone and it landed with a splash as opposed to a crunk, clack, crash, then we would be able to tell whether it did have such lakes on. But of course, we couldn't determine ahead of time. It was very hard to assume that we would recognise the sound of a beach made of liquid methane and ethane at so many hundred degrees below zero. It was a great assumption to say that would sound like ours. So what I said is, OK, let's say this probe comes down, the cameras fail, as sometimes happens, and all you've got is the microphone. What would it sound like? So I set about calculating, again with my friend Paul White up at the university, what the sound would be of this splashdown on this alien world. And that led us to working out what the sound of lightning would be on Mars and Venus, all these other sounds, because all these probes that people have sent to other worlds, they've had great cameras, but the microphones have never worked, even if they've been on there. So we don't know what these alien sounds are like. So since then, we've talked to Hollywood when they've been making a film.
Have you really?
Because they've got, they called us because, you know, they put so much effort into what the visuals look like on these alien worlds, and they really don't have any idea how they would sound. So we've started putting together a compilation of sounds in other worlds, and InTech, their Astrium planetarium up at Winchester, they were the first planetarium in the world to use our software for voice changing, so that when the presenter talks about another world, they can do it with the voice they would have on that other world.
I've got to ask, what movies have you been asked to give advice on?
I don't think I can say right now.
That's a secret. Oh, I tried. Well, look, it's great to meet you, and look, congratulations. I can see why you're in Who's Who, Tim. It's a real pleasure, and what a delight to talk about a bit of science there as well, which is fantastic. I wish you well. We must meet again, because I'm sure there's projects to talk about. And look, well done for making it into Who's Who.
Thank you very much.
Really good. Tim Layton, that was fascinating, eh, Jude?
Absolutely wonderful. Brilliant. I love the sorts of people that we have lurking.
That's what I love. Yes. You know, this is a great guy, obtained a Magdalen College scholarship for his study for his first degree. Graduated from Cambridge with a double first-class degree in physics and theoretical physics. Excuse me, this is the brain squeezed into my studio this morning. Tim, thank you very much indeed. Good to see you, mate.
Thanks.
But how good's his brain on this song? Have you worked out our secret sound today, by the way?
Oh, no. not a clue.
Shall we have let's see whether Tim, who's so brainy, knows what our song is. So here we go. This is the bit of music, but what is it? So it's our...
That's going to be the Pogues, isn't it?
Very good. It's not the Pogues. I can tell you, it isn't the Pogues. That is so funny. So let's have another listen. What is our secret sound today? So what is that? It might be a bit festive. Funnily enough, it's come up as a favourite for one of my texters, but who didn't realise that they were actually giving me the answer. Let's have another listen to it. It's today's Solent Secret Sound. If you know, 0345 30 30 961. Tim doesn't know. Judy, I don't think
Tim's come down to my level for this.
Yes, we feel so much better now. We're all normal together. 12 minutes to 9.